We have some North Shore Journal headlines to share with you. That is the local newspaper that is distributed. Up the Shore, 10,800 copies are distributed at no cost every Friday, and you are getting the sneak peek. What do we have? Silver Bay's Battle of the Badges volleyball game, written by Sarah K. Simon. And let's see. This is just how it starts off. When I asked Terry Blood if it was difficult to find participants for the upcoming Battle of the Badges volleyball game, he replied, "That was the easy part. In a tight-knit community like Silver Bay, all Terry, a teacher and coach at William Kelly School, had to do was call up friends at the fire department and in law enforcement to help this fundraiser. It's sponsored by Mariner Club, MCLUB, the Battle of the Badges will square off fire department and Silver Bay law enforcement as an entertaining game on Thursday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the William Kelly Gym. It's a fundraiser, and there is an admission for adults and students, and will raise money for the school gallery and for sports programs." So you can read all about that. And then Lake Superior School District hosts World's Best Workforce Community Gathering. The Lake Superior School District hosted two community gatherings in the past week to share student testing data with area residents. The focus of the gatherings at William Kelly School on October 30th and at Two Harbors High School on November 2nd was to provide information on how district staff are addressing student educational needs post-COVID and to highlight district plans to improve learning outcomes for all students. The World's Best Workforce became law in 2013 and is designed to ensure that school districts and charter schools in Minnesota enhance student achievement through targeted teaching and learning practices. Wow, and you can read all about that in this week's North Shore Journal as well. You want to tune in with Katya on the Friday Grounds Control, and she always plays the conversation between Tom Kohler and Kitty Mayo, the editor of the Lake County Press, to share what's going to be in that paper this week as well, because we are your community radio station and we want to keep you informed of what is happening and relevant here along the North Shore.